From WSIU Radio News, I'm Jeff Williams. Good morning. It is Monday, March 9th. Breezy and mild today with scattered rain showers. We'll see a high near 62. Steady rain likely this afternoon. For most of the listening area, it's going to feel quite a bit like spring. Winds will be out of the south at 15 to 18 miles an hour. State health officials say a Chicago resident is believed to be the first case of community transmission of COVID-19 in Illinois. The case was announced yesterday. It's the seventh confirmed case in the state. Chicago health officials say the patient is a man in his 60s and is in serious condition. It appears his illness has not been linked to travel or to another person with confirmed coronavirus. The Illinois Department of Human Services has launched a statewide public awareness campaign and a website that provides go-to resources for health and safety information about legal cannabis use in Illinois. The webpage Let's Talk Cannabis includes everything from what is allowed under the law to the dangers of using marijuana while pregnant. The State Department of Human Services' Danny Kirby says they want to make sure correct information is available.
We've learned from other states that when legal cannabis launches, there's often a lot of questions. And we see a lot of chatter even now on social media about what's legal and what isn't legal. And we just wanted to have everything in one place so that everyone would know what the facts are.
The new website is letstalkcannabisil.com. With Veterans Airport now making flights to Nashville and St. Louis, area leaders are looking to add Chicago. WSIU's Kevin Boucher has more.
Lawmakers and business leaders met at Veterans Airport in Marion for a brainstorming session. Manager Doug Kimmel says SkyWest Airlines could provide flights on a 50-seat plane. The deal strongly hinges on whether or not lawmakers could come up with a $1.6 million subsidy for the airline. When asked how he would sell this to upstate lawmakers, State Senator Dale Fowler said,
"My colleagues will be able to benefit from this as well. They love coming down here. The reason a lot of them don't, because it is a 5-6 hour drive."
Kathy Blight with SIH says when they recruit doctors, they often ask how fast can they get to Chicago. I'm Kevin Boucher.
The Illinois Council on Women and Girls is releasing its final report with its recommendations for making the lives of females in the state better. The council was formed about a year ago. Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton chairs the group.
Far too long, women, especially girls and women of color, have been excluded from the tables where decisions are being made and subjected to policies that failed to consider that we, as women, can decide for ourselves what's in our best interest and what our future should look like.
Recommendations include getting more women and girls involved in science, engineering, and math careers, expanding postpartum health insurance coverage, and raising awareness about gender-based violence. Well, weather-wise today, we'll see rain showers mainly this afternoon, steady rain this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy and breezy scattered showers this morning. We'll see a high around 62. Winds will be out of the south at 15 to 18 miles an hour. That will give way to the possibility of showers and maybe even a thunderstorm overnight. We'll see an overnight low of 46. It will continue breezy with winds out of the south at 15 to 20 miles an hour. Then tomorrow, slight chance of showers early, then let's call it mostly cloudy for the rest of the day. It will be cooler. We'll see a high tomorrow around 54 as winds will be out of the northwest at 7 to 15 miles an hour. I'm Jeff Williams, WSIU Radio News.